Welcome back to the Thought Media Podcast. I'm Ava, and today we're tackling one of the most exciting and controversial topics out there. Will AI take over the world? It's a question that's been on the minds of tech enthusiasts, business leaders, and everyday people alike.
That's right, Ava. Artificial intelligence is advancing at an incredible rate, and people are both excited and concerned about what's to come. Today, we'll dive deep into how AI is transforming industries, what we're really worried about, and how it could shape the future of work. So, let's start by exploring where AI stands right now.
Let's get into it. So, what can AI actually do? From language processing, like we see with ChatGPT, to machine learning that helps companies predict trends, AI is already revolutionizing a lot of industries. But despite the progress, there are still limits. AI may be able to analyze data and even create art, but it's still far from having the general intelligence that humans have.
Exactly. AI doesn't have the creativity, the empathy, or the problem-solving skills that humans possess. But that's not stopping it from becoming more integrated into daily life. You've probably noticed AI-powered chatbots popping up on more websites, helping customers with inquiries, and even assisting in things like medical diagnostics and financial advising.
But there's one big question everyone is asking. Will AI replace jobs? I mean, people are worried about AI replacing human workers. For instance, could AI replace programmers? In some ways, AI can help automate coding tasks like writing repetitive code, but it's still a long way off from fully replacing the creative problem solving that a human developer brings to the table.
Right, that's a big debate. We've seen tools that can write code, fix bugs, and even suggest optimizations. But as of now, AI can't think like a developer. It can't come up with innovative solutions for complex problems. It's more of an assistant than a full replacement. But that raises a bigger question. Will AI replace jobs across industries?
It's already happening in some sectors, like manufacturing, customer service, and even transportation, with autonomous vehicles. The concern is that AI automation will replace people in jobs that require routine or predictable tasks. However, it's not all bad news. AI is also creating jobs, especially in data science, machine learning, and AI ethics. So it's really about adapting to a changing landscape and ensuring people have the right skills for the future.
Exactly. The focus shouldn't just be on job loss, but rather on job transformation. People will need to learn new skills to adapt, and businesses will need to provide upskilling opportunities so that their employees can continue to work alongside AI, enhancing productivity rather than being replaced by it.
Now, let's get into some of the ethical concerns. There's a fear that AI could go beyond just assisting or automating tasks to actually taking control. Could we reach a point where AI develops its own agenda, or even worse, takes over? It sounds like something out of a science fiction movie, but with AI becoming more sophisticated, these concerns are becoming more real.
Absolutely. The fear is that AI could evolve into a superintelligence that we no longer control. That's why there's a huge push for AI regulation, to make sure we have ethical guidelines and checks and balances in place before AI gets too far ahead of us. We want AI to be an assistant, not an autonomous force that acts without human oversight.
And that brings us to the way AI is portrayed in popular culture. Think about movies like The Terminator or The Matrix, where AI takes over the world and becomes a threat to humanity. These depictions have undoubtedly shaped our perception of AI. But what do we really fear? Is it the loss of control or the unknown consequences of powerful technology?
That's a great question, Ava. I think part of the fear is the unknown. AI is evolving so quickly that it's hard to predict exactly what its impact will be. But the truth is, we're still in the early stages. AI can be harnessed for good. It can help solve problems like climate change, disease prevention, and poverty alleviation. The key is to use AI responsibly.
Exactly. And speaking of the future, what does that look like? What will AI be like in the next 5 to 10 years? Well, we can expect to see massive advancements in AI technology, including improvements in quantum computing, general AI, and even autonomous systems. However, it's unlikely that AI will ever fully take over the world. Instead, we'll see AI and humans working together, each enhancing the other's capabilities.
And that's the real opportunity. AI won't replace humans. It will complement us. It will help us be more efficient, solve complex problems, and push the boundaries of what we can do as a society. Some people may even leverage AI directly within their physical body by using devices like Elon Musk's Neuralink or other implantation technologies.
Yeah. I'm not sure I would be first in line to try something like Neuralink, but it's certainly an interesting concept and opens a lot of opportunity for individuals with disabilities that can truly benefit from such implantations. But back to the big question, will AI take over the world? The answer is, most likely no. But it will continue to transform the way we live, work, and interact with technology. And the key to that future is ensuring that AI works for us, not against us.
Well said, Ava. Thanks for tuning into today's episode. If you've been wondering whether AI is going to take over, we hope this episode helped clear things up. But don't forget, AI is here to stay, and it's our responsibility to make sure we use it in a way that benefits everyone.
Be sure to subscribe to the Thought Media podcast for more thought-provoking discussions. And don't forget to check out thoughtmedia.com to stay ahead of the curve in the world of artificial intelligence, technology, and digital transformation. And leave us a rating on iTunes, Spotify, Amazon, iHeartRadio, or any other of your favorite podcasting platforms. We really appreciate your support. Give us a like on YouTube and stay tuned for future video episodes.
Catch you next time, everyone. And remember, the future is what we make of it. Stay safe, stay informed, and keep thinking critically about the tech shaping our world.